Picture a world where we could disagree without demonizing each other, where facts weren't tribal badges, but shared tools for understanding reality. That's the vision Neil deGrasse Tyson offers in Starry Messenger, not through political rhetoric or moral preaching, but through something far more powerful, cosmic perspective. When you look at Earth from space, something remarkable happens. The borders we've drawn, the divisions we've created, the conflicts we've perpetuated, they all begin to dissolve. What remains is a fragile blue marble floating in the cosmic void, home to a single human family. This isn't just poetic imagery, it's a fundamental shift in how we process our place in the universe, and it might be exactly what our fractured world needs right now. Science isn't cold or unfeeling, it's humanity's most profound love letter to reality. At its heart lies a simple yet revolutionary idea: do whatever it takes to avoid fooling yourself about what's true. This approach, refined over centuries, from Ibn al-Haytham's 11th century insights through the Renaissance, created a self-correcting system where evidence trumps authority and reproducibility matters more than reputation. When scientists disagree, they don't form armies or launch crusades. They gather data, conduct experiments, and let reality arbitrate. The scientific method doesn't care about your political affiliation, your religious beliefs, or your personal preferences. It simply asks, what does the evidence show? Apollo 8's December 1968 Earthrise photograph revealed our fragile planet, isolated in the cosmic void. From the moon, Earth appears 14 times larger and 35 times brighter than the moon appears from Earth. The astronauts' Christmas Eve broadcast, reading Genesis while orbiting the moon, provided a transcendent moment that helped salvage 1968, America's bloodiest year of the Vietnam War. This cosmic perspective fundamentally recalibrates human consciousness. Astronaut Mike Massimino called it the view from heaven. From orbit, national boundaries vanish. What remains visible are consequences of human choices: Israel's green lands, contrasting with brown Gaza, bright South Korea versus dark North Korea. Between 1968 and 1973, an extraordinary environmental wave swept America. The Clean Air Act, First Earth Day, formation of NOAA and EPA, banning of DDT, and the Endangered Species Act. Nature's beauty encompasses both creation and destruction. When comet Shoemaker-Levy 9 hit Jupiter in 1994, releasing 6 million megatons of TNT, scientists found the spectacle beautiful despite its destructive power. We celebrate sunsets while forgetting nature has killed more humans through disease than all wars combined. Perhaps true beauty lies in humanity's response, developing vaccines, building shelters, deflecting asteroids, transforming understanding into action. Critics argue we should solve Earth's problems before exploring space, like cave dwellers refusing to venture out until all cave issues are resolved. This ignores that Earth is simply our larger cave in the cosmos, and exploration historically reveals solutions to existing problems. Our linear thinking fails to grasp exponential progress. When Tyson measured Princeton's astrophysics journals in 1995, he found a 15-year doubling time, as much research published between 1980-1995 as in the previous 85 years combined. Examining 30-year intervals reveals dramatic transformation. 1870 to 1900 brought transcontinental railroads and automobiles. 1900 to 1930 confirmed atoms and launched aviation. 1930 to 1960 delivered supersonic flight and satellites. 1960 to 1990 saw lunar exploration and miniaturized electronics. 1990 to 2020 produced smartphones, GPS, and AI. Predictions consistently fail because we think linearly while progress accelerates exponentially. The year 1900's vision of 2000 imagined private airships and occasional electric lighting, completely missing flight, computers, and digital technology. Railroad manager George Daniels declared transportation innovation essentially complete just 3 years before the Wright brothers' first flight. Your brain evolved to keep you alive on the African savanna, not to calculate probability. Those who saw patterns, real or not, and avoided dangers survived to pass on their genes. This prehistoric wiring persists. We believe in lucky clothing or that certain roulette numbers are due when each spin has identical odds. Casinos exploit this probability blindness, generating $45 billion in 2021. 45 states offer lotteries where people spend billions despite being 300 times more likely to die from lightning than win Powerball. Even everyday decisions reveal our statistical incompetence. Ben & Jerry's removed GMO corn syrup containing trace glyphosate, yet you'd need 400 million pints to reach lethal herbicide levels, while just 20 pints would kill you from sugar. Reports about grilled meat increasing colorectal cancer risk by 15% sound alarming until you realize your lifetime risk increases from 4.3% to just 4.9%. Smokers accept a 1 in 8 chance of dying from their habit, but would they take the same risk if one puff caused instant death? This reveals how presentation, not actual probability, drives our risk perception. Western culture's obsession with categories reveals our discomfort with ambiguity. Nature rarely divides neatly. Water exists simultaneously as solid, liquid, and gas at its triple point. Similarly, gender exists on a continuum. On the subway, we identify gender through secondary social constructs, hairstyles, makeup, jewelry, not inherent facial features. Without these markers, we'd appear remarkably androgynous. This extends to intelligence and achievement. Africa, humanity's birthplace, contains Earth's greatest genetic diversity, including both the shortest and tallest people in adjacent regions. Nigerian-American immigrants earn 8% higher household incomes than the U.S. median, while Nigerian children in the U.K. consistently outperform white counterparts academically. Today's 8 billion people descended from just 2 billion in 1900. This pedigree collapse means we share recent common ancestors. We are one family, one race. Perhaps we should view human differences as irrelevantly as we view goldfish, just as visiting aliens would see us all simply as humans with four limbs, a torso, and a head. Birth and death are among the rarest common events we witness. Though four babies are born and two people die every second worldwide, most of us see only a handful of each in our lifetimes. Our genetic code can generate 10 to the 30 human variations, a million trillion trillion possible souls. With only 100 billion humans ever lived, we've produced less than 0.0000001% of all possible people. Each of us is essentially unique in the universe, now and forever. Would immortality be desirable? Unlimited time might paradoxically remove motivation. Death creates urgency that gives life meaning. Dogs demonstrate this perfectly. Living roughly 7 times shorter than humans, they treat each day like we'd treat a week, making every moment precious. Earth is essentially a giant killing machine. The asteroid impact 66 million years ago eliminated 70% of all species. Our existence defies astronomical odds, making life precious beyond measure. Rather than fearing death, fear a life of missed opportunities. Against stupendous odds, we won the lottery of existence, gaining the privilege to understand the universe, experience its beauty, and ultimately die in this glorious cosmos. We are star stuff contemplating stars, temporary arrangements of atoms granted consciousness. This perspective amplifies life's meaning. Every moment becomes precious precisely because it's finite. When we embrace this cosmic view, everything changes. Our tribal squabbles appear absurd against infinity's backdrop. The differences we've weaponized, nationality, ethnicity, ideology, reveal themselves as arbitrary distinctions we created and can transcend. Carl Sagan's pale blue dot perspective, inspired by Voyager 1's distant photo of Earth as a tiny pixel, reminds us of our small place in the cosmos. Look up at the stars, remember your place in the vastness, and let that perspective guide how you treat your fellow travelers on this pale blue dot.